for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 55. Tonight, 40% chance for rain with a low of 42. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Wayne County Ambulance Service responded to a single car accident last night near the Fairfield Airport. According to accident reports, at approximately 9:05, 32-year-old Fairfield resident April J. Vaughn was eastbound on Highway 15 in a 2005 Mercury. Deputies say she struck a merging two-way sign in the median on the highway before coming to rest. Three passengers in her vehicle were also attended to on scene by the ambulance service. The vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage, and a tow truck was called to the scene. More news next.
Live a healthy lifestyle with fitness classes offered at the Bobcat Den in Fairfield. Fitness instructors Donna Frutiger and Denise Hilliard offer a variety of one-hour classes to accommodate all ages and exercise levels, including yoga, Pilates mini ball, total body fun, yoga rhythm, and armchair Pilates. Monthly package plans start at $25, and a free fitness center membership is included with most plans. Register today by calling Frontier Community College at 842-3711.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, State Ag Director John Sullivan has resigned after acknowledging that he received but did not act on a lobbyist's email 7 years ago, which referenced an alleged rape cover-up and illegal hiring practices. Sullivan said in a statement on Monday that he did not read the email thoroughly at the time. He said he accepts responsibility for the unintentional oversight and subsequent inaction. Sullivan said if he would have fully read the email, he would have acted. Governor J.B. Pritzker had asked for Sullivan's resignation over the weekend because he was disturbed that then-Senator Sullivan did not handle the email appropriately. The July 2012 email from Michael McLean sought leniency from gubernatorial aides for a, quote, loyal state employee who had kept his mouth shut on ghost workers, a rape in Champaign, and other items. Secretary of State and State Librarian Jesse White has awarded over $1.2 million in FY20 School District Library Grant Program awards to 684 public school districts. White's office says Illinois was the first state to implement a school district grant program, and more than 1.5 million students will benefit from it. From FY20 appropriations approved by the General Assembly and Governor, the grants were awarded based on a formula of 75 cents per student, with the minimum award at $750. The Edwards County and Wayne City Community Unit School Districts will receive $750, as will FCHS and Fairfield Public School District 112. Funds may be used to acquire books, educational CDs or DVDs, subscriptions to electronic resources, or to improve technology. More information about the grant program can be found at cyberdriveillinois.com. The Fairfield Community of Christ Church and Fairfield Memorial Hospital will hold blood drives in the coming days. The church will hold its drive tomorrow from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. in its Family Life Center. The drive will be the January Donorama. Chili will be served to donors, and door prizes will be awarded. Anyone interested in making an appointment should call Diane Vaughn at 838-9873 or visit redcrossblood.org. The Red Cross has issued an emergency plea for any donations, as blood supplies are dangerously low. FMH will hold its drive next Wednesday in its Educational Annex building on Northwest 10th, and it will run from 10:30 to 3:30. Participants will receive a free FMH t-shirt and light refreshments. Anyone looking to schedule an appointment for the FMH drive can visit redcrossblood.org or call FMH Foundation Director Mariah Case at 847-8297. Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire says the city is looking into all options for its electrical grid, including potentially selling the distribution system.
Well, I mean, I think it would be fair to say that, I mean, anything's possible. As far as, the city is exploring all of its options. I will say that.
Okay.
What it's going to come down to is a couple things. Number one, from a legal perspective, even if the city wanted to sell its power, mm-hmm. could it? Because of obligations that it has through its current provider.
Appearing on the Community Connection this morning, the mayor said a meeting is planned for later this week, though no decisions have been made as the city's study of its system continues.
You know, we've had a series of meetings with our power supplier, IMEA, and we've had some discussion with Wayne White if the city were in a, decided to sell as a potential purchaser, and we're continuing to work through those issues. In fact, we have a meeting later this week between all those parties to clarify some things. But ultimately, it's going to depend on what the study says and in what direction we go, and there's some legal things that we have to work through.
Mayor McGuire also says there is still no solid information on when Casey's will begin their construction on Main Street. However, he says they did renew their building permit for this year, which leads him to believe they still intend on building. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at 6 at City Hall. After a presentation of the city's FY19 audit, the council will discuss several recommendations from its TIF committee, in addition to possibly amending an ordinance to abolish the Fairfield Area Development Commission. It's also expected to approve TIF applications and procedures.
One of the items related to that is that we now have a formal application, written application, that if someone is wanting assistance from TIF, whether it be the city itself or a taxing body or a business, there is a process that will be in place that includes this application. We'll have procedures that outline how that works, what are the requirements, what are the things that we're looking for to help us make that ultimate decision.
Aldermen are then scheduled to discuss an ordinance pertaining to video gaming, as well as the updating of police and fire eligibility rosters. They will then discuss and possibly approve a request to pay for a portion of public sewer main extensions and hold a discussion on possible work at Lakeside Park.
The city's actually reached out to Jerry Quindry, who's now retired but was a licensed engineer, has done quite a bit of work for the city in the past, and
right.
I think even for the Park District, but is very knowledgeable about the issue there. And so he's given us an overview and some options and written a scope of work that we'd like to have the council take a look at to see what's the best way to proceed in finding engineers who have the right background to do what we need to do.
Okay.
The agenda also calls for an ordinance adopting a supplement to the city's code of ordinances. The city council's vote tonight to abolish the Fairfield Area Development Commission was the only topic at the commission's meeting yesterday afternoon. Mayor McGuire, who has a seat on the 10-member commission, told the group that its demise was not driven by him alone, as there were aldermen also in favor of the measure that the council will vote on tonight. Commission Chair Royce Carter told the group he refused to meet with the city's Springfield attorney to get an explanation of the proposed ordinance that was supported unanimously last week by the council's TIF committee. Carter said he was, quote, dumbfounded when the mayor called him an hour before last Tuesday's TIF committee meeting to tell him of the plan. He lamented the lack of warning. Carter says there are several outstanding issues to be solved with the demise of the commission.
The loose ends is the enterprise zone that has to be taken from the area development to either the city. The chamber pay of the secretary, we paid half of their salary. We pay half of the utilities here on this building. Those are some of the loose ends. We do have some companies that are looking to move to Fairfield. Of course, Flow will continue to work with them and continue that. We are going to, the mayor and I will probably have to, as a representative of the county, we'll have to sit down and see if this organization will continue to handle the revolving loan fund for the county, and if so, that $50,000 will probably be absorbed in doing that.
Commission Executive Director Flo Simpson will continue with a new title reporting to the city. Commission member Christy Horning addressed the mayor yesterday and expressed concern about the viability of the Chamber of Commerce. Mayor McGuire promised the city's support. Commission member Jay Faye said if the city wanted to go it alone in the area of economic development, the commission should not stand in the way. Said Faye, quote, "The king makes the rules, and the city is the king." The Frontier Community College baseball team will host a one-day winter youth camp this Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The camp will be led by coaching staff and baseball athletes, and it will focus on the fundamental skills of pitching, fielding, hitting, and base running. Children ages 5 through 12 are invited to attend. The camp will be held from 9 a.m. to noon at Carter Athletic Academy in Fairfield. Registration will be from 8 to 9 a.m., and pickup will be from noon to 1. Participants should bring their own bat, glove, and tennis shoes, and all campers will receive a free T-shirt at the end of camp. The cost is $60 per child, and payment will be taken the morning of the event. No pre-registration is necessary. Anyone seeking more information should contact Assistant Coach Zach Gertsch at 402-212-9293 or email him at gertschz@iecc.edu. President Donald Trump is expected to sign a Phase 1 trade deal with China later this week. Adam Nielsen, Illinois Farm Bureau Director of National Legislation and Policy Development, shares his thoughts on the potential move.
The president has been hinting at what's in it. The USDA has tried to help provide some detail to it. We know there will be a substantial amount of purchases by China. We'll just see how long it takes for that to materialize. And the hope is that it's real, and we will get back to where we were, 5-6 years ago with China. This would be one more opportunity to, try to reclaim what we have lost over the last 2 years. I mean, we can't forget that this has been a very difficult time for farmers. I mean, that's why we have the MFP payments. It is making up for the lost sales and the lost export volume, and again, everybody, I think, is looking forward to getting back to a normal trade relationship with China, just as we are looking forward getting to take advantage of some of the benefits of USMCA.
President Trump is expected to sign off on the China deal tomorrow. Secretary of State Jesse White's office is launching a program to replace all B-truck license plates in Illinois. Kim Howard has the story.
Under the program, B-truck plates will be replaced every 10 years, starting this month with the oldest plates out there, says Secretary of State spokesperson Henry Haupt.
Vehicle owners will be notified by mail if they qualify for the new plates, and when they renew their registration, they will be provided with a sticker with a T on it to affix to the rear license plate of their vehicle. And within 60 days, they will receive their newly designed license plate in the mail with a new registration sticker already affixed to the rear license plate.
Passenger vehicle plate replacement began 3 years ago, and so far, 2 million old plates have been switched to new ones. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
It's all about convenient, quality care you can count on at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics. Now offering weekend urgent care hours at two convenient locations, Hamilton Memorial's McLeansboro Family Clinic and our Carmi Family Clinic located on Oak Street. Walk in for fast treatment for those unexpected minor injuries and illnesses on Saturday and Sunday. Check out hmhospital.org for McLeansboro and Carmi Family Clinic weekend urgent care hours. It really is all about you at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
When your fields need weed protection, you can rely on the Lion. With up to 6 weeks of residual control of Palmer Amaranth, water hemp, and more tough broadleaf weeds, you can depend on Valor EZ Herbicide by Valent USA to provide a clean pre-emergence foundation. No matter what trait system you use, you'll get excellent rotational flexibility in your fields with control you can rely on. For easy mixing and loading, optimum coverage, and proven residual weed control, the choice is easy. Valor EZ. Always read and follow label instructions.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 53. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 29,044. That is up 137. The NASDAQ is at 9,285, up 11. February crude oil is at $58.32. That is up 24 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFINW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 62-year-old McLeansboro resident Charles Greg Welch died at 9:28 p.m. on Saturday at Wabash Christian Village. He was a mechanic. Greg Welch is survived by one brother, three nephews, four great-nephews, three great-nieces, and one uncle. Services for Greg Welch will be held at noon on Wednesday, tomorrow, at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to service time. Burial will be in White County Memorial Gardens. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 96-year-old Enfield resident Mary B. Anderson died Monday morning at Wabash Christian Village. She was a homemaker. Mary Anderson is survived by three children, five grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, and eight great-great-grandchildren. Services for Mary Anderson will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Thursday at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield. Visitation will be from 5 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at the funeral home. Burial will be in Enfield Cemetery. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Enfield is in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old Francis Brian Davis died last Tuesday. Brian Davis is survived by his wife, Sandra, two children, and six grandchildren. Visitation for Brian Davis will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. A graveside service will follow at 11 o'clock at the Oddfellow Cemetery in McLeansboro. 77-year-old Fairfield resident Jerry H. Talbert died at 11:40 a.m. on Saturday at Nature Trail Healthcare Center in Mount Vernon. He was a truck driver. Jerry Talbert is survived by his wife, Sharon, daughter Lisa Wells of Olney, four stepchildren, two grandsons, 13 step-grandchildren, seven step-great-grandchildren, siblings Lowell Talbert and Elaine McKittrick, both of Johnsonville, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Jerry Talbert will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 o'clock this evening at the funeral home. Burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery, with military rites provided by Anthony Wayne Post 176 American Legion and Wayne County Post 4535 VFW. Memorials may be made to SSM Hospice, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 70-year-old McLeansboro resident John Daniel Smith died on Friday at Hamilton Memorial Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. He was a retired custodian. John Smith is survived by his wife, Carol, sons John Smith Jr. and Noah Smith, two brothers and two sisters. A memorial service for John Smith will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 9 a.m. to service time. Memorials may be made to the family to help with expenses, and they will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 87-year-old Fairfield resident Joy Ovel Weiss died at 12:25 p.m. on Saturday. She was a medical assistant. Joy Weiss is survived by her daughter, Linda Weiss of Houston, Texas, son Edward Weiss of Galesburg, Michigan, five grandchildren, one great-grandchild, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Joy Weiss will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Friday at Pleasant Grove Church west of Jeff. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Burial will be at Pleasant Grove Cemetery. Memorials may be made to Clay County Hospice, and they will be accepted at the church and at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Stop smoking in only 1 hour with hypnosis. The cost is just $80 cash or credit card. Meeting at DiMaggio's Pizza in Fairfield at 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th. Hypnosis works and is your best chance at being a happy non-smoker for the rest of your life. Just imagine that. Hypnotist Ralph Weber will be at DiMaggio's Pizza in Fairfield on Friday, January 24th at 4 p.m. in the meeting room. Register at the door just before 4 and stop smoking for good.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Partly sunny skies, a high today of 55. A 40% chance for rain tonight, a low of 42, and a 40% chance for showers tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 60. Outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, partly cloudy skies on Thursday with a high of 38 and low of 25. Rain changing to snow on Friday with a high of 38 and low of 30, and scattered showers are possible on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 52 with a low of 20.